claw to column. My client, Jason, is a baseball coach who has a pet pig called Smelly. Pigs are not as clumsy as people think. In fact, Smelly is very clever, because she comes from a special collective of pigs. Jason coaches her to learn new tricks whenever he's got a chance. One day, I went to visit Jason, and while we were talking about the climate, I heard two clicks on the door. "That's Smelly. She wants a walk," Jason told me. "As she can't talk, I taught her to code her needs by clicking so we can talk in codes." Jason opened the door and said to Smelly, "No, not now. I've got a visitor. Come and say hello." Smelly wiped the clay off her trotters on the mat and came over. She stood on her hind legs and kissed me with her coarse snout. I noticed that one of her trotters was coiled by a band with her name on it. "I read in the column that pigs are smarter than dogs. Is that true?" I asked. "Oh, yes. Their trotters are more clever than claws," Jason said. "There is a story about how a pig saved his master's life with a coil of rope in some British colony. It was a car collision, and this man's car fell off the cliff when the earth collapsed. Without his pig, the man would have died in the collapse. I've got a big collection of stories like that, because Smelly likes stories. You don't know how much my colleagues love Smelly. I'll give you a clue. They claim Smelly to be their collective pet."